Will you turn with me in your Bibles, or if you haven't, or you prefer to look at it up on the screen, it will also be on the screen, to John's Gospel, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Chapter 1. And we're going to read from verse 14 to 34 of chapter 1. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Now this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' He said, 'I am not. Are you the prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then they said to him, 'Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?' And John the Baptist replied, he said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the ways of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said.' Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees. And they asked him, saying, 'Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.'" So let's turn to chapter 3, and we read from 22 to the end. Verse 22 of John chapter 3. "After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, but John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, 'Rabbi, he who is with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him.' John answered and said, 'A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthy and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies. and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Thus the word of the Lord. As we, I think, quite clearly of reaching the end of this particular time state, and I don't know, and you don't know whether it's months, years, a decade or two, we're not sure, but everything is pointing to the fact that this present world, this present universe, will soon reach its climax in its history. And I hope that you will come on Saturday evening, because I believe and trust it will be helpful for us all just to recognize a little what is the Satan's plan, but what is God Eternal's plan, and how the enemy is orchestrating, how the demons are orchestrating things which are taking place on earth, but that he's only doing it, and the demons only do it under the lordship, if you will, of the law of Christ. Hallelujah. And see, one day it will be okay thus far, but no further. But there is the in the meantime. But Christ is coming back, and as I reflect, friends, on the soon coming King and on my life, and whatever days, months, or years he may give to me and give to you, I am acutely aware that what I do, even preaching, is so important that I get it right, that I hear from the Lord. There's a lot of triviality preached in many pulpits, and friends, I want to be delivered from that. I really do. Somebody said, and I don't know who it was, he said, "I preach as a dying man to dying men." Now, that may seem very negative, but what he meant was that he knows this life is temporary, it's vaporizing, okay? We are going to die unless the Lord comes back, and so are you. So I want to preach to those who know that their life here is temporary, so that they are impacted from on high with heaven. With heaven. So this is really, I'm seeking and indeed weeping before the Lord. George Whitefield, one of the great ministers who preached in the open air, and thousands came to him. Many were converted under the ministry of George Whitefield. Many are populating glory now because George was faithful to his God. He had opposition upon opposition, but he declared God's purposes and God's counsel. And he said this at one time to one of his colleagues. He said, "Speak every time, my dear brother, as if it were your last. Weep out, if possible, every argument, and compel the people to cry, 'Behold how he loves us.'" You see, the word of God is the word of God. Hallelujah is God breathed. We can have confidence it is the word of God. We can have confidence that the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth. He will lead us into life. He will help us to be obedient to the word and obedient to Jesus Christ. Praise be to his name. But the word of God is also a sharp word at times. It can really penetrate, can go into the parts which exposes us, exposes our sin, exposes our pride, exposes our arrogance, exposes things which we would rather keep hidden. But it digs deep. And you know, the preacher, if he's faithful to God, will also, will there be times when he digs deep? Say, "Wow, that hurts. But see, the Word of God brings life. It brings freedom. The enemy wants us to keep us in bondage to that sin, to that characteristic which others find annoying and which grieves the Holy Spirit. Where does it say in the Word of God about hay, about looking into the mirror? James, okay? James. Let's just turn to it. James chapter 1 and verses 21 to 26. Chapter 1, verses 21 to 26. See, some people say, I just come to the church, to the worship and preach because I want to be happy, I want to feel good. Well, I want you to be happy, I want you to be joyful, and I want you to feel good about the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's not that we, you know, if we're just coming to be happy, we may miss on what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives so that we become fruitful. Really fruitful and obedient to Jesus. So verse 21 says, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. So, most of you know, I spent some days up in the northeast and had a most enjoyable, relaxing time. But in one of the towns up in the northeast, just this week, there was a terrible house fire. You may have seen it on your own news, but it was certainly on the local news. And three children were trapped in this house. The grandmother escaped. But she realized that her precious, precious grandchildren were still in the house, so she ran back in to try to rescue them. But in the process, she herself was burned up by the flames. And, you know, we would admire her for that sacrificial sort of attitude and that love that she had, and I just can't put myself in that position. But I'm sure we would want to do the same, wouldn't we? If we saw a neighbour in big trouble, if there was a fire or something, we would do all we could to make sure that they were safe and rescued. We'd do what we could, even if it was no more than phoning the fire brigade and alerting them that there was a desperate situation. But friends, how much more should we, the people of God, be alerting sinners to the terrible, terrible consequences of their sin if they die in the sin, eternal fire. How much more, dear Lord? You see, friends, we've been preaching, we've been looking at recently about needing God's miraculous power among us, being obedient to him, being faithful to him, getting rid of the superficial, the fake, just laying that down completely, putting it to one side, and just becoming full of Christ, full of his love, desperate for the Lord. I am desperate for the Lord. I am desperate for him to move in power amongst us. And I hope and believe you are. Desperate that we ourselves will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ living for him. Desperate to see the needy, the lost, the sinful brought in to salvation. Friends, desperate for the presence of the Lord among us. Well, we've just been reading about John the Baptist. Do you know, Jesus said he was the greatest prophet who ever lived. Why did he say that? Why do you think? He was a great prophet. He was the greatest prophet. Certainly he was the one who revealed Jesus. He prepared the way, revealed Jesus. And that would be one reason why he was the great prophet, called the greatest prophet. And that is a ministry given to us today. We're to prepare the way for Jesus to come. Come in power among us. To come in power in the community. To come in power in our workplaces, in our colleges, in our families. But another reason why Jesus was able to say he's a great prophet, one of the greatest, the greatest. Why? Yeah, he did believe. We read about it in John chapter 3. Why was John called by the Son of God the great prophet, one of the greatest, the greatest? Why? Yep. Yeah. All true, but so are you. So is most. You know, there's many who know. The woman in the back has it. Yes. He was able to say, I've got to decrease now. I've got to be nothing so that Jesus can be all in all. And if you're going to be great in the kingdom of God, if I'm going to be great in the kingdom of God, I've got to be nothing so that Christ can be everything. So that Jesus is seen and not you and not me. That's why he was great. He wasn't serving himself. In fact, he came with a message which is sadly lacking in today's churches and into today's society. Repent! That's sadly lacking. Oh, don't talk about repentance. You've got to make me feel good. There's only one way to meet God's standards, and that is die to self, to turn from our sins, to turn from our wicked ways, to have that change of mind, to have the Holy Spirit come in, convicting us, saying, your way is best, Lord. I'm dying to self. And today, friends, Jesus must be revealed. Outside of Christ, we have no life. But Jesus, listen, Jesus is the living word. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the living word. He is the bread of life. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Brother, sister, the Lord wants us to reveal him, to show him to others. Remember just a few weeks ago, I said, it speaks to me, I speak to myself, as well as speaking to you, that do our neighbours see Jesus? Do our family see Jesus? Do they see the life of the Lord in us? At times we fail, we know that. Sometimes we just go into an unbelief mode, we go into our old nature mode, we have this battle, but we should be alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Abide in me, Jesus says. Abide in me, you will bear fruit. If they see you, can they say they've seen Jesus? This is what it's about. I'm desperate for the Holy Spirit to be done with formality, to be done with turgid religion, to be done with superficiality. And I want us to proclaim the living Lord God. I want us to be able to point sinners to Jesus. I want the word to reveal the true condition of our hearts and of the hearts of our people, hearts of those we work with, the hearts in our family. If they're not right with Christ, I want the word of God to penetrate, to reveal the truth. I want people to be able to look, as it were, into the mirror of God's word and say, wow, I do not like what I see. What must I do to be saved? And Jesus has the answer. Hallelujah. You know, friends, any sermon And what you share about Jesus, what you share about his word, whether it's in a connect group, whether it's with your colleague at work, whether it's with your husband, your brother, your sister, your aunt or your maid, whatever you share, let us pray that that God has his way. This word is designed for life. It's designed for life. Hallelujah. It's designed for freedom, for bondage. But any message that we proclaim that does not take sin seriously, the ugliness of sin seriously, is not from God. And any message that we may share, any talk that we may give, any conversation that we have when we're talking about eternal things, if it bypasses the cross, that is the Lord's cross as well as our cross, the cross we take up is not of God. I pray, friends, we'll be changed by the word, because it is good news. See, friends, you know that the gospel takes the standards of this world and turns them upside down. It sees victory in the crucifixion of the Lamb. Isn't that wonderful? The word will tell us that we are strong when we're weak. Hallelujah. When the gospel is truly preached, it leaves people crying out for salvation. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus. We look back. We have that privilege of just looking back and seeing what Christ has done. We see the victory he has won. But today, we are to proclaim Jesus. We are to reveal Jesus. Friends, of course we will be tried, we will be tested, we will be discouraged at times. But what about the Apostle Paul? He lost his life in the cause of the Lord. And the riches and the pleasures of Egypt, so-called, are all around us, are they not? But the call of the Lord for this church is to return to the Lord. We must focus on him who is the invisible. So again, we give the challenge out. Are we too comfortable in this world? Are we too cozy in this world? What dominates our thinking? What is the state of our hearts? We cannot serve our master with our hearts and another with our appetites. Everything must be yielded to him. Our employment, our family, our relationships, our past, our present, yielded to him. Jesus wants to be reflected through us. Jesus was well pleased with John. He wants to be pleased with us. And if there's anything that we need to be contrite about, well, let me tell you, the Lord is near the brokenhearted and such who have a broken spirit. He's very near. And I want to tell you this morning, on the authority of the God's word, that he wants to restore his broken people. There are many things Satan hates. One or two things, both beginning with R. Well, he hates that, but I haven't got that one on down here. But he hates that, that's a good one. Two things, beginning with R, that Satan hates. We've mentioned both. Yes, repentance, yes, he hates that. Wow, he wants to keep us in his kingdom. And he wants even the people of God to just go on their merry way. But that's not God's will. You know, those who seek the face of the Lord, hallelujah, bless his name, he always reveals himself. He hates repentance. What's the other one? What were you celebrating just now? Yes! Resurrection. He hates resurrection. He hates it. But hey, we are the resurrected people. Hallelujah. We have risen with him. If he lives, I live too. Glory to his name. And one day our bodies will be redeemed. We will share a body like unto the Lord's. Hallelujah. He doesn't want the world to see that we are a resurrected people living for Jesus now. Friends, let's get real. Let's get real. Let Christ have all his way in us. Are you not fed up of living at this? There's a hymn which isn't going to come to me, but at this earthly, dark and dreary way. I want to live for Jesus. Who's got a scripture? Who can give me a scripture? Who can give each other a scripture to encourage us that we put on Jesus and have this resurrected power living within us, that the world will see? They'll either bow their knee at the cross or run a mile. At least we won't be tepid, we won't be lukewarm. We won't be spat out of God's holy, holy, holy mouth. They say, come, my bridegroom, my bride. We say, bridegroom, come. Holy people, give me a scripture. Please. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, that's life when we can say, yes, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. My present is secure, my future is secure. Hallelujah. And I want the people to know it out there. I want to be a dead man walking in the power of the resurrected Lord. Don't you? No, you want to be a dead woman. A dead man. Living in the resurrection power of the Lord. Can we sing that song? Thank you.